Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show, and as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. And ladies and gentlemen, today we have a powerful spirit for you to listen to, except for this spirit that you're going to listen to is one that is alive. It is a person that is trying to do the most that they can possibly do to help women and actually to help every individual that they run into and come in contact with by helping and giving them the things that they need to help them take their lives, their businesses, and their mindsets to the next step and the next level. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we have the honor, the pleasure, and the distinct pleasure to speak with an international, national and international entrepreneur extraordinaire, Miss Margaret Duque. And Margaret is, again, a publisher. She's a best-selling authoress. She's a motivational speaker. She's a inspirational speaker. She has personal business and does personal business coaching. And she's just a lady that's a phenomenal leader and person that's helping women and, again, others to take themselves to the next level. And she does that in everything she does. Again, a lady with her BA from Howard University. She has her doctorate in law from American University. I mean, again, this is truly a powerful woman that's got her hands in many different things. And as she would say, and I'm kind of paraphrasing this, taking God's message and God's plan and then doing God's work through her. So, again, someone that is truly thankful and very honored to be given the opportunity and willing to take on the task. She's worked with many different agencies, including the FBI and Department of Housing and Urban Development. And, of course, she's also worked with Blacks in Government and a multitude of other agencies. We couldn't actually list it all. So, again, with no further ado, Margaret, how are you today?
I'm so grateful. I'm doing really great. When I listened to you talk about me, I said, oh, my God, who is he talking about? Because I never stopped to take stock, you know what I mean? But thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you this afternoon.
Well, thank you for coming on. It's a pleasure for you to take some time out of your extremely busy schedule to share some of the knowledge and some of the history about yourself, what you're doing, your organizations. And, again, you've got so many things, there's no way that we can cover it in this show. But we are definitely going to know that you're going to jam-pack everybody with information. So thank you for coming on. And a lady, ladies and gentlemen, they call her the Moxie Motivator. Now, that's deep. That's a heck of a title. So, Margaret, could you tell the listeners a little bit about you, please?
Thank you so much again, Julian, for having me, and it's a great show. I really already shared this with my listeners, and a lot of them are now a new fan of your show because your show is very distinct. I checked it out and saw before I was referred to be a guest on your show, and I was like, wow, more people need to know about it, and that's what we need to do so that they get the positive information that is so needed in today's world where there's so much chaos. So thank you for that. We'll make sure that we put the word out so others can tune in and get the great information from the type of guests that you have on your show. I'm just going to speak very briefly about myself, and then when we talk, where it is necessary for me to draw some inference from my past or my history, I'll do so, because I am just the agent. It's not about me, but I thank God to have been chosen as a vessel for change. My name again is Margaret Durecki. I've been married for 28 years. My husband is John Durecki, who is my number one fan. He lets me, when I say, I want to go this way, he say, honey, just do you. So one of the biggest blessings any woman can ask for is to be able to have a man in her life who is secure in himself, so that man doesn't hold you back for fear of whatever. So I thank God for that. I have three daughters, 25-year-old, 22nd and 22. They're all entrepreneurs. I went to Howard University with my BA, then American University for my Juris Doctorate degree in law. But the thing is, there are certain times in life when things shift. And with all those degrees, I found out that The world is not lacking of people with all the PhDs in the world, but it is rather lacking of those who are doers. Oftentimes, our children graduate from colleges and universities, and they're looking for jobs. I said, wait a minute. There's something wrong with that picture. If everyone is looking for a job, who's going to create it? So, and it took me more than 25 years to find myself, and yes, I'm still on that journey. And the reason was nobody pulled me aside, because in college, they check my history at Howard University. I was honor roll student. I graduated with honors. I got all that stuff. But at the end of the day, I didn't know how to rub 2 cents together to create a dollar. Because I believe that the juxtaposition of classroom education with life education is what our children need to be able to compete in the global market. And the fact that women always get the shortest end of the stick in the corporate world, I say to myself, if I take the road that all that I've already traveled and settle, because the path to doing something different is more challenging, more difficult, then I would have become like everyone else. So I decided that I was going to dedicate my life to the cause of educating and empowering not just women, but everyone around the world. My following is by 80% women, 20% men. And I'm glad you noticed that this is not just a woman thing, because most people, once you're a woman and you have a message, especially some men, they dismiss it. But you see, it's not about the gender. It's about the import inside of what information the person is sharing. So I'm cautioning people to keep an open mind. Doesn't matter who has the message. Listen and see, maybe there is something there that you might need. So really, I would like to just get us talking about why you do the show you do and what my input and the experience I've gained over the years from what I have allowed life to beat me up, and I have beaten life up, and today I'm standing as a result of it. So in a nutshell, that's how I got into what I do. I got discovered as a motivational speaker. I got because I believe that most people need to get out of themselves and allow themselves to be, and not let the isms of life, you know, to stop them or hold them hostage, because nobody can stop you but you. So I had to use myself as an example, because you can't minister where you haven't bled. I was willing to pay the dues. Most people will not do what I have done, because I didn't care about getting a paycheck every 2 weeks. I don't know how to explain it. Not to say it's not important, but without change, there will never be change. Without challenge, there will never be change. And without sacrifice, there will never be change. And I look at those who have come before me, going down the annals of history, and I know that the only way that I can really put up or shut up is to be able to do what I have done today. And women have come, like Brenda Chavis, Gloria Jean, so many other women have come to stand behind me to make this a platform that our focus now is the women of the next generation. And I can talk about that a little later, because if we have missed the mark, we must not fail our children so they don't graduate having what I call education without the portfolio, without a substance. And that's where I'm going to stop right now. And let me see where else you want to take me. And I'm ready to travel with you wherever you may lead.
That's outstanding. I like the be, do, have mindset, because that's pretty much it in a nutshell, what you're saying. So you came here again from outside of the United States. You
Yes, I did.
You decided to make your educational mark and everything else. I mean, you're truly an inspiration to all of the people out there, not just women. So could you tell us a little, how was it for you to go through coming here, not being born in the United States? How was it for you to go through school and all of that? How did you see those challenges?
Right, and that's a great question, because I often get that a lot, because when some people realize when they see me, because I speak in a lot of arenas, and sometimes when I go there, I don't see people like myself there. A lot of us, out of fear or lack of acceptance, have refused to go in this direction. When I came here, I came right out of high school. I didn't know anybody. It was totally, but again, it's about that can-do attitude that we said in Africa, because I came from Africa, we have this thing that we say America is God's own country. That is a country where you can come with nothing and be everything that you want to be. Not that it's easy. It's a lot of challenges. But knowing that I have the freedom to be myself, I have the freedom to work 24/7 or plan, and all I needed to do is to sit back and put first things first. I'm not interested in the bling. I'm interested in the process of how you made the bling. And that's one of the things I'm pushing on the next generation. I don't care whatever the name brand that you're wearing. Does your father have shares in that? Do you know how that process came to bring it? So it was very difficult in the beginning. I worked at McDonald's. I was the queen of McDonald's. I worked at Popeyes. But you see, and that's one of the things I'm teaching the next generation. A lot of them will say, well, I have a college degree. I don't want to work at McDonald's. Are you sitting and resting it where you're not doing anything? There's a lot of personal and business development that can come from you humbling yourself, taking what is in front of you as you build going forward. I knew where I was going. So working at McDonald's didn't take anything away from me. Rather, it built me personally and corporately as well. So I went through all of that. It was like some of us that were born here, you can say, well, let me call my mom, let me call my sister. I didn't really have that. There were some other people who came around the same time with us. Some were supportive, some are not. But the thing is this, every human being has the God in all of us. Even non-believers may not know that. When you believe that you're able, everything within you will rise up and begin to enable you, even with no means in sight. I accomplished a whole lot of things without having any means at all, but I believed in myself and I believed in working very hard. I had to go to people where most people would not go to. I didn't only relate to people who came from where I came from. There are some people, their enclave is only the place, the people they came with, the people they go to church with. But sometimes your destiny may lie in the place you've never been before. So I always explored. I always went where nobody, people would say, what are you doing there? I'll go out and talk to strangers because I wanted differently. In order to get what you've never gotten, you have to do what you have never done before. But again, you have to have the tough skin to be able to withstand the test of time, go through the rejections. And, I mean, my daughter, my second daughter, Angel, one day she said to me, Mom, I think you're the only person that I know in this world who can take as many disappointments and rejections and still keep standing and pushing forward. But I asked her, what is your alternative? The alternative is to cave in and sit in certain cubicle from 9 to 5 and hate myself and hate my job. Not to say to have a 9 to 5 is a bad thing. I'm just saying when you make your calling in life, be able to stand for it and be willing to pay the price to take your life and drive others in the next direction. So it was not easy at all. But the good news is this, and what separates America from the rest of the world is, in spite of all the isms, the discriminations and the rest of it, in America, if you know what you want, you can have it. And if you have a talent and you're willing to wait and do what it takes and continue to persist, somewhere along the line, somebody, it might take a lifetime, which I was willing to, but through the grace of God, it didn't take a lifetime for me to get a breakthrough. But if you know what you want and you're willing to pave the way and make sure that that thing you want is not centered on you, but it has to do with your willingness to serve others, because you cannot be served unless you're willing to serve others. If you know that and you stick with it, continue to press forward. You don't even have to quit your 9-to-5 to do that. Go out and volunteer. I did a lot of that. In the process, you'll be discovering. So there's no one simple answer to it, Zurian. I can tell you that it was a lot. It was a lot. I don't know how I did it, but I know that it's my calling, because now I can see why God allowed me to go through. Because of that, I'm able to lift up other people. There is no one with that issue that come to me that I don't have an answer. Sometimes I may not have been through it, but God will supernaturally deposit in me what I need to do or say to them to lift them up.
That's outstanding. I shared with somebody not that long ago, actually about yesterday. I was telling somebody that, you know, the problem is that we are taught not to waste time, yet in truth, most of us waste our lives. You're clearly not.
You can say that again.
Huh?
I said, you can say that again.
Yes.
I said,
yes.
You can say that again. It's true. A lot of us waste a whole lot of time, and they complain they don't have time. Everybody has the exact same 24 hours in a day. It's all about our choices and what we choose to do with it and how effective we are in utilizing our time. And that's the truth of the matter. I wrote a book on that, on organization and time management. Not to say that it is easy, but you see, most people, they spend a lot of time with other people talking about other people's lives, you see, and that can never do anything for you. You can use your mouth to bring other people down. That's another form of PhD, pull him down or pull her down. You're wasting your time because at the end of the day, that's not bankable. No matter how that allows you to feel about yourself temporarily or momentarily, you've wasted your whole time. Why don't you look for people who can lift you up, challenge you, and don't be pressed to be the smartest person amongst your group, because if you're the strongest and the most, apparently you're the weakest link. You might not even know it, because you can only grow from being challenged, exposing yourself to what you shouldn't expose yourself to in a positive life. daring yourself in the areas, and that's what we do at WITATI. WITATI, Women and Power to Achieve the Impossible, which is an organization I founded, which stands for, and our platform is Center for Creative Thinking, Leadership and Business Development. Because creative thinking is key, and if you cannot think leadership and develop, and people, a lot of people say, well, I don't like business, I just like to do my 9-to-5. That's cheap, really, because it's business that you're running, but rather you're running it for somebody else, and you get the security of somebody paying you at the end of the day. So whether or not you like business, that's what you are doing every day. It just happened that you're not responsible for the overall, you know, issues in it. But the bigger your chances, the bigger the chances you take, the bigger the opportunity for you to also become somebody. And you can never leave a mark of a magnitude of proportion without taking that chance that most people will say, not for me, if that means anything. In other words, one of the things my presidential address at our last convention that we had, which University of Maryland College Park is one of our partners, they've been one of the best things that happened to our organization with regard to the next generation, is that when opportunity presents itself, if it is not inconvenient, it will never be an opportunity of a landmark proportion, if that means anything. You see, a lot of people are looking for something that is convenient, or as soon as they get engaged or they get involved, you know, it becomes just a simple step and they are there. If you ever encounter such situation, you're going to achieve something, but you're not going to be able to wow anybody. If nobody says wow to what you have accomplished, you've done something that is mundane. So just think back. If we go down in the annals of history, look at Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, and so many others that came before them. The reason why they're celebrated and they're called icons or heroes, because they did what the ordinary person would not do. People don't understand. Our courage seems common, but it's not common. That means that to be in prison for 27 years and stood the test of time, but because he's a visionary, he knew that the physical limitation had nothing to do with the potential of his destiny or what he could become. And history today tells us that that's what happened. Everybody knows the history of Mandela. The same thing with Martin Luther King. He knew that the danger is that he may die in the process of the belief of what God has sent him to do. But he didn't care if he died because he knew he was going to liberate a nation. That's my point. So because that opportunity was so inconvenient that the possibility that he may die in the process was there, but at the same time, he was intertwined with the fact that if he dares to do it, though his life physically may be cut short, but the tendency is that it's going to be an opportunity of a landmark proportion. Everybody knows the history of Dr. Martin Luther King and where he is today and where America and where black people around the world are today because of one man. Because, you see, it is not important that you live in this world for 100 years. The length of your time in life is not as relevant as what mark you left in life. So yeah, a lot of people have lived beyond him, have lived beyond the timeline that Martin Luther King lived, but nobody knows that they existed. You see my point?
Yep. If you don't stand for something, you're not really standing
for anything.
Exactly. That's true. That you hit on quite a few points. That's like, who was it? Winston Churchill said, you know, you were talking about how people talk about negativity, but Winston Churchill, if I remember correctly, said, by swallowing evil words unsaid, no one has ever harmed their stomach. And unfortunately, we just seem to want to throw up negativity. We're hit with it on the news. We're hit with it in every corner of our lives. We're hit with constant negativity, and none of us are truly looking for hope with any belief that we're going to get it. Yeah. So you've definitely hit on some powerful things. And you're right, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Gandhi, all of these gentlemen faced a massive amount of adversity and ended up coming out winners. And because they did what they did, just like what you're doing, other people are going to see that and want to emulate it. And even those that don't want to emulate it, it's a win-win because they still win anyway.
That's right. That's the bottom line. There's another thing that is permeating in the black community. I may be wrong, but by sheer observation and research, because I sometimes would wonder, and we've talked about it in a certain circle, you know, the people that I hang around, because I don't have time for foolishness. I could be miserable just by myself. If I'm going to hang out with people, we better be changing lives, you know, helping one another. So, but the thing that I find is that most of us that are positioned to help, I remember reading an article at one point where the former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright had said that there's a special place in hell for all women who are in position to help, I'm paraphrasing now, to help other women but refuse to do so. I think it could be, you know, across the board. There may be men, but I think more women from my experience. But there are a lot of men who do the same thing. But I find that, I don't know, maybe because I'm black, a good number of black people truly, and some people may be jumping up and down, but let me get it out, who are in position to bless others with the opportunities that they have, either by word or information, find it difficult to do so, as if by helping somebody else, their own blessing is taken from them. But they'll rather share bad news. They'll rather come and talk to you and sympathize with something negative. But for the life of me, I can never understand why they refuse to do that. For instance, the lady, Lisa, who saw the information and was so pleased, you know, about what Wutadi is doing and what I'm doing, she referred me to your show and said, oh, your show would be great for Wutadi, you know, sent email, you know how we met, right? Just giving people, I didn't call you and say that, but there are so many other people who have a higher position, know the magnitude of the work that I'm doing, but for some reason they think if they gave you that opportunity, then maybe their lives will be over. But here's the news. Your destiny can be delayed, but it can never be stopped. Whatever God's plan is for anybody, because it's like hiding gold in a pot of sand. It might take a generation, but a time that gold will glitter and come out again, and the rightful owner will be there to pick it up, no matter whether it's the third or second generation. So what I'm saying is, I don't understand that thinking. I keep asking that question. Why can't we? Because if we can embrace one another, encourage each other, bring our what I call the talent that we have, and make it sort of a rainbow, we will not lack. Our children will do better. Our children will stop hating on each other. We can do so much, because when you're not economically empowered and your mindset is impoverished, it is impossible for you to bless other people, because you think other people are in your way. But nobody is in your way but you. When you embrace other people and you help other people, I'm telling you, it is so fulfilling. You feel like you're a giant. And the women in my team will tell you, I'm very complimentary. Anything they do, because that's not going to take anything away from me. If they do it better, I let them know they've done it better than I am. And I tell them to teach me, because first I'm a student. That's an issue. I don't know where it's coming from, but I thank God for people like you. Because once God has started, nobody can stop it. All they can do is try. But we need to begin to embrace each other's talents and give each other the opportunity we need, so that ours can come to us as well. It is biblical. If we get it, we get it. If we don't, we don't. But life goes on. Zuren, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes. I was saying, Margaret, what I found out is that that's very true. But what I realized the problem is it's not the mouse that's in the maze. It's the maze that's in the mouse. Most of us have an institutionalized type of thinking, and because of that, we never realize our power. We never step to the next level. We never progress to the levels that we want. We're so busy trying to either fit in or make someone else happy that in life we actually never get happy. You know, I was talking to somebody once, and they said to me, well, you don't want me to be happy. I said, here's my question. If your pursuit for happiness isn't bringing you happiness, are you going to be happy? I said, I wish that you not pursue happiness. I wish that you actually find happiness.
Because it's a choice. Happiness is a choice, literally. You see, even success is a choice. And people don't understand that. You see, the thing is this. The only way to achieve success is to seek to be and do something of significance. In the process of living that significant life, success will beget you. See, I never got up one day and said, well, I'm going to do this so I can be very successful. I was looking for a need to meet. Where people have a need, in the process, people will begin to appreciate what you do. And like money, if you look for money, you will never get it. But if you find a problem to solve, money will show up, if that means anything to you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right. You're hitting the nail on the head. And I want to thank all of the guests that are actually in the chat room, because there's quite a few people in the chat room. And again, if you have a question or comment for Margaret, you are more than welcome to call in. The call-in number is 323-443-7471. Again, that's 323-443-7471 if you have a question or a comment for Margaret. Margaret, could you tell everybody how they can get in touch with you if they'd like to know more about your organization and just you in general, please?
Sure, definitely. Our organization is called Women Empowered to Children Possible. Our next convention is going to be at University of Maryland, March the 27th through the 30th. We're even going to have a live cruise. Women and men are coming from all over the world. So they can email me at margaret@wetati.com, and that's W-E-T-A-T-I.com. And the live series on entrepreneurship for the next generation and women in business is October the 25th at University of Maryland at the Nimbrew Cultural Center. And they can call my phone, 301-326-6468. Again, my name is Margaret Direcki with Wetati, Women Empowered to Achieve Them Possible, which is a global business and leadership development network for women of all generation, challenging the women of today, daring the next generation, and raising the daughters of destiny.
Outstanding, outstanding. And ladies and gentlemen, Margaret's information is also on the show page. So if you go online and you click the page, all of her contact information will also be there. Well, Margaret, tell us a little bit more about the fascinating person and things that you are doing, Miss Margaret.
Well, just where do I begin? We have, because I notice that a lot of people, sometimes in terms of creativity, you can't limit yourself. So for me, nothing is impossible. If you can think it and envision it and believe it, you can achieve it. We started our own shea butter that is made out of the Gambia and other parts of Africa. And the goal of that is to be socially responsible, where we're not just looking out for ourselves, but we got into a position where we trained these women on how to produce our brand and the other brand that they use so that they can compete in the market, in the global market, teaching them about branding, teaching them about our packaging and those kind of stuff. So today we have an organically authentic shea butter. We have four brands. The coconut, roasted coconut. I mean, I'm telling Zurian, if you touch it, I don't know what your wife is going to do to you, bro, but I'm telling you, woo! Then we got the lemon leaf, we have the menthol, and then we have the aloe vera base. And they can check this out at wetatishebutter.bigcartel.com, or they can email me, we'll send that to them. And we develop our own clothing and jewelry line, and that is on the shopwetatiman.com. The reason for this is that we want to help women around the world, particularly those in Africa and the Caribbean elsewhere, who do not have the kind of opportunity women in America have, but they have talent. So for those that are looking to support this kind of opportunity, they can check us out with the Shop with Atina. It's a collection of jewelry and bags and clutches that is handcrafted by women all over the world, now particularly in Africa and India. So what we have done is to create it in such a way that we help them to do business. We bring it over here to America where women who can afford it and they're not expensive can buy it and support them in that regard. And that is shopwetati9.com. I've written a lot of books. Some of my books can be found on Amazon. My bestseller is called How to Succeed Against All Odds. In fact, the testimony on that was a lady who was homeless at the point. And where I spoke here in Maryland, the lady that invited me bought the books and gave her. That lady today is also a bestseller herself and started her own business after reading How to Succeed Against All Odds. I'm reading a book called Power of Consistency. Where do I begin? It's a whole lot of them. And they can find this on our website on jazzpublishing.com, JAHSpublishing.com, or simply send an email or check us out on Facebook. The bottom line is that people say to me, why, you have a lot going? I said, yes, because my God is a busy God. When you look at those who are successful, Warren Buffett, Donald Trump, they're not peddling just one little thing. You know, leveraging is the key to building wealth. Because if you know how much you have in the bank, you're poor. Because wealthy people only know their wealth. So I'm like, why can't I master see what is doing the same thing? So why can't I do the same? Bring some powerful women together. You bless them and you bless yourself. And we have other women. Gloria Jean is one of our members who came into the organization. We saw she had a book material. Today she's a published author, and you can check her out as well. So it's not about me. I'm just a channel for change, and we're making things happen in the house. And I want to use this opportunity to invite people to please participate. It's free. Our next center, we've got the Center for Creative Thinking, Leadership, and Business Development Series, the Women Empowerment and Business Series, is the 25th of October. It's going to be at University of Maryland. If they go to our website, wetati.com, they can choose to get their email on our mailing list. That way they'll be kept abreast of that. But I'm telling you, there's nothing under the sun that if you put your mind to it and you commit to it and cut the rubbish off your life and stay focused, that God will not help you get it done. Because I know personally that is no respect to a person. What he did for one, he can do for another. That sentence is what has kept me going, knowing that if that statement is true and God's word can never come back void, there is no, all I need to do is stay the course. And God is always the truth of life. And that's really where we are right now. So we're encouraging more people to come and go to wetatticonvention.com, wetatticonvention.com, to get information about the next convention that we have coming up March 27th through the 30th. 2015 at University of Maryland. It's going to be really great.
Outstanding, outstanding. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have definitely heard it from the Moxie motivator, Miss Margaret Duquet. And Margaret, again, has got her finger on the pulse of things and is trying to help as many people as she possibly can. As Zig Ziglar said, how do you get everything that you want? He said, you'll get everything that you want if you'll help everybody
help
else get everything
they want. That's right.
And that's a beautiful thing. And, Margaret, I want to really thank you for coming on. I look forward to the opportunity to working with you, working with your following and the ladies that you have, and also bringing, of course, as many people to you as I possibly can, because you're going
come
to enrich and empower each and every person that
you can. I'm going to tell you this now. We would like to partner with you for the upcoming convention and see how we can help each other. And I know you have some defense programs and books written on behalf of women. And one day I may have to interview you. How did you get into that being a man, you know? So we're going to work together so that you can bring that information to the women that will be coming from all over to the convention. So we'd like to partner with you. We'll talk about that off the air. But I love your mentality. I love what you're about and your show. So together we can achieve the impossible.
Outstanding. Well, you know, it's all about, as you said, I'm following your lead. It's all about trying to help as many people as you can, and for every one that you help, in my mind, for every one person that you help, I help, or any of us help, we've probably helped out another 250 people. So
that right. Mm-hmm.
That
true.
One is huge. So again, Margaret, I really want to thank you. I want to thank you for having a phenomenal husband, you know, Mr. Duque,
yes.
who is letting
God
you be you
yes.
and letting you do you.
Do me, bro. That's the only thing I know how to do. Just do me. And that's what I tell people. Just be you. Do what you got to do. Be
Roger
you
that.
And the world will follow. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, one of your definite helpers, I'd like to thank Brenda Chevis, because she's,
yes.
I think, me and Brenda. Yeah,
that's,
I think me and Brenda
are
going
Brenda
back
Chevis,
and forth.
If you talk about Brenda, I'll start crying, so don't do it. Just thank her and just keep it, because she's nothing but a girl. She's one of those people who said God sent her to me so that we can take Wetati around the world. We call her Mother Teresa, so you can understand where that is coming from.
Roger that. Mm-hmm. Well, ladies and gentlemen, again, if Brenda is the type of individual that Margaret has behind her, then truly she is going to grow and expand. And to get a person of that quality behind you, you definitely have to be a person
Ooh.
Of quality yourself.
Yes, she is all that and more. She's my sister. I don't want to talk about her. She's my sister, because people are going to hear me go boo-hoo, boo-hoo. Wait until you meet Gloria Jean, the one that is the author. You know, she's the best administrator. She's the administrator of our organization. Brenda is the CEO, and so many other women, Ms. Coswell from University of Maryland. I don't want to name Dr. Jasper. I am blessed, but it took me some years now. There is anybody who wants success, you can't just wake up and get it, and there's no overnight success. When you heard about it, maybe it's been in the brewing for over 25 years. But to God be the glory. We thank him. And he was preparing me so that no matter who shows up in my path, they will never leave empty.
Outstanding. Well, again, thank you for coming on to the Zurian Show and for blessing us with your information. We are going to make the next show more about some of the other things that you're doing and actually
yes.
learn a little bit more about your organization, because you run that
sure.
every year. You have your conference, correct?
Yes, and we do quarterly sessions. Like the next one, we do so many things, but the international one that is like about 500 people or more It's once a year every March, and this time it's going to be the 27th through the 30th at University of Maryland. And for the information on the convention, all they need to do is go to WutatiConvention.com. We have a separate dedicated site for the convention, so there's no mix-up. Then that's another thing I tell people. Even though I do a lot of things or we do a lot of things, everything has its place. Like Gloria Jean Brand would say, you know, stay in your lane, put this in there, put this in. So that way when people meet you and they see that you're not just doing everything, you're all over the place, but it's organized and everything has its place. You follow me? So then then we have the quarterly series. The last one we did was in partnership with Walmart and PNC. And that was in July. And the next one is the 25th of October at University of Maryland. It's part of the extension of the international and the national convention. So every quarter, in conjunction with the University of Maryland Next Generation, University of Maryland College Park was the first to bring the WUTATI as an organization to the university. So today, the students can go there and join WUTATI, Center for Creative Thinking, Leadership and Business Development. So they're not just getting education alone, but they'll be there, you know, shadowing people, with teaching them different things, conducting different seminars and series, so they can see how they can turn their classroom term papers into opportunity to become a business. So God is doing that. So in addition to that, we have those quarterly, we have monthly, we have calls. We have so many things that we do, and we go where we are called. As servants, you don't choose where you go where you're called to serve.
Very true. Well, we're out of time. I mean, we're over time. But that's just to go give you a little sampling, ladies and gentlemen, of how much energy and how much content and good things that Margaret is doing. Margaret, her organization, her staff.
Let me do me now. I've got to get a shout out to my spiritual dad of the founding of Great Spring Church, Pastor John Odukoya and his wife, First Lady Elizabeth. Oh my God, how could I even not make the people? I'm telling you, when you stand in your post, no matter how difficult that post may be at that time, just stand there. God will send the people without you shifting your faith. This is how these two people came into my life and WUTATI. And I've never called anybody in my entire life a spiritual father. He is the first and a spiritual mom. So they're out there supporting and helping, partnering with us and taking WUTATI to the next level, because he said your work is very important. Important is known all over the world. And he has pledged to take WUTATI to the different churches they own around the world. So to God be the glory. And it's called the Fountain of Life Great Spring Church, right here in Maryland, in Upper Marlboro.
Outstanding. So ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for a church, that may be a great one to visit. Again, I want to thank Ms. Margaret Duquet, again, national and international entrepreneur extraordinaire, and for doing all of the phenomenal things that she's doing to help not just women, but every single person that God puts in front of her, and also for her organization, which is the Women Empowered to Achieve the Impossible. Global organization that works on creative thinking, leadership, business development, networking for women of all generations. And again, they have some events coming up, and please check them out online so that you can learn more. We will have the great and all-knowing Margaret back to share some more information about what she's doing, because, again, it's a beautiful thing. And ladies and gentlemen, here's a person that knows that if each one teaches one, we'll all be doing better. Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you so much, Brother Zurin. It's a pleasure. Thank you so much. I mean, God continue to take your show greater height. This is just the beginning. We would have to push it forward. Anywhere we see goodness, we participate and take it. I will charge my members and my listeners. We need to push the brother out there. Okay? Thank you so much for having us.
No problem. Thank you, because today's show is all about you. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Mark Duquet. She is the empowerment of women. The empowerment of women is her business. And as Margaret would say, and I'm paraphrasing again, doing God's work is also her business. Thank you very much again for coming on the Zurian Show. And, again, we truly appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening, because if you're not listening, all we're doing is talking to ourselves, and we don't want to do that. Share the show with anyone and everyone who you think can get value out of what you have heard today. So with that said, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying take care, be well, and we wish you every success.